So, Hannah, I'm currently teaching English as a second language, I love for my students to get confident in producing English or increasing their ability, their listening ability.
Yes.
So, I know that you speak English as a second language, but you do such an amazing job, and it's inspiring to me. So, I would love my students to improve and like get. And so, because you're a perfect example, what are some
Yes.
strategies you have for my students, I could tell them.
Right. Firstly, I worked on listening, and there are so many websites that are designed for English learners, like Elo here, you are listening to, and what YouTube or any so many sites that you can check on, and yeah, like that. I'll probably start with the listening first.
So you said firstly listening. So why is listening so important?
It's because when you want to communicate, of course, the English as a tool, yeah, communication tool, you have to understand what the speakers say. So first I worked on listening, and then by listening the audio or the sound, then you can learn vocab and also spelling, and you know the meaning, of course, and eventually you can move on to next English skill. So that's why I start working on listening first.
So, what about anything else that you have? Any other strategies?
Personally, I found it learning vocab and especially idioms helped me a lot.
Idioms are tough.
Yes, because often I found it difficult to understand what the speakers say. I could hear or I could understand what the single words they say, but sometimes it was hard to sort of grasp the meaning, what they're actually saying. So learning idioms or vocab helped me a lot. Yeah.
So when you learn the idioms and you can
Yes.
understand them, did you ever use them yourself to when you like tried it out in the wild, so to speak, using the idioms you learned to
Yes,
native
I did it
speakers?
gradually. I mean, when I was in high school, I mean, I started speaking, I started studying English when I was high school. First thing I did was to, visiting those websites that are designed for English speakers, English learners, and at the same time, I start watching like American TV dramas. And in that sense, you can sort of understand in what situation you can use those particular phrases or idioms. And by learning the idioms and vocab and the settings or the environment, the situation you can use, then you can sort of actually try to use them. But the same, at the beginning, I was so nervous, but
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, it's really difficult to use idioms in any language, but English has so many, I think. So, another thing I wanted to ask you about production skills in English is writing. So, I try to give my students opportunities to write in class, but like outs in order to be a proficient and excellent English speaker, you need to practice outside of class. So, what kind of what do you recommend to improve students' writing abilities besides just taking it for a test or for an assignment? What do you recommend?
Yes, this is very difficult. I myself have trouble still writing because I'm not a good writer in my native language.
Oh no.
So, but I guess just reading will help you. At the start, reading something, reading text
Okay,
or
so
reading
if you know how
passages
to
will
read,
help
you can
you.
help you write.
Yes, definitely. To learn sort of the templates, how the things goes and how you make paragraph and stuff. So probably if you want to get better at writing, I would start reading first, reading lots of passages, different kinds of materials first.
So I had so that's true, and I agree with that. And so one thing I wanted to have my students do is actually do like a free like a journal, actually.
Yes,
So what do you
yeah,
did
that
you
could
ever keep
be.
an English journal to help with your writing?
Oh, yes, I
In your
did.
Oh, you
I
did.
did, yeah.
How do you feel that helped you? Was that good? A good
Yes.
idea?
Because first, when you write, unlike speaking or talking to somebody, it gives you time to really think about what you want to do, what you want to write, and you can focus on grammar more, and that helps you to actually talk to somebody maybe a day write next day, or you have to write something else in the class that would help you. So writing, keeping the journal will help you definitely, I think.
Okay, thank you very much for the tips. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.